It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
So if you haven't heard already, there's a bit of controversy going around at the moment. Politicians have spoken out on the recent formal commissioning of a military warship. So we've got a brand new ship in the Navy.
Right.
Cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
We obviously paid for it, so we'll claim it.
Mm.
But at the launch earlier this week in Sydney, there was a bit of a dance routine that was deemed inappropriate. I've got a grab of it. I've got the audio of it.
Yeah.
I've had to amplify it from what was broadcast on ABC.
Okay.
This is a video that circulated widely, but I'm going to credit ABC for this one. So let's just see how this sounds. Okay, so that's Sean Paul.
Yes.
And dancing to that to launch our new warship is a hip-hop crew of ladies wearing bright red bodysuits, black hot pants and red berets.
Yes. And twerk on they twerk.
Yeah.
In front of a marquee filled with dignitaries.
100%. They're all in their, you know, regalia. They're all in their naval finest with their, you know, medals and the captain's hats and all that kind of stuff. A government frontbencher has called the event a show. I would suggest it's more of a ship show.
Yeah.
and has asked what Admiral Nelson, first Navy officer, would have thought of the performance. More like Rear Nelson, if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Andrew Green tweeted, who's a poly, we've got the CDF, we've got members of parliament there and the Governor General's there as well. I don't think it's appropriate to be twerking. I think our standards in the ADF and definitely commissioning a ship should be a little bit higher than that. The best part of the video, like now, as I say, the footage just keeps coming up about every 3 minutes.
It's on our Insta story if you want to watch it.
The footage of the dance moves are great, but once you get your head around the dance moves, the footage of the onlooking audience is even better.
It's amazingly awkward.
Yeah, they're in this marquee. And they're all sitting there and all the guys are trying to look like they're not enjoying it too much anyway.
Yeah.
And everyone's just very, very confused.
So it's like, okay, who sat down in a meeting for this? Because we have meetings to think about fun stuff to do all the time.
Yeah.
And who's like, right, you know what we need? We need women dancing in front of the ship with all the stuff that's currently going on at the moment in Parliament. Who had this idea to be like, right, we're launching this massive ship. We need dancers.
What this ship needs, what this party needs is booty. Do you know what? You know, no, not in the pirate sense.
No.
Like in the actual booty
sense. Like, yes.
We've launched ships before. And we've smashed a bottle of champagne on the side.
Yes.
That's so old school.
Yeah, nah.
That's so last century. Here's what we're doing this time. We're getting down. We're getting low. We're going to drop it down. We're going to pick it up again. We're going to drop it down. We'll pick it up again. But here's what you do with the girls. Get them all in berets. So
yes.
It still has a military theme.
Yeah, exactly.
It.
Because we're professionals.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
And you're up to date on Fresh Daily with Tom and Loggy.
Sorry, we weren't listening. Did you fit the Loggy in at the end of that
yeah,
one?
Oh, yeah, I did. I managed to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I really, it's nice.
My new tactic is to hold my hand away from the mic button until I've finished talking completely, and
no,
that works.
Do you know what's good? It's like a hook, Tom and who knows? It sucks people in.
I might say that next time.
Hmm. As someone who also has to turn microphones on and off, I get it because it's not a good idea to leave the microphone on too long either.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I know.
You've got to get it right. Yeah.
It's. I'm terrified because you all both have control.
Oh, and we've lost it. Sorry about that. You're back.
I was saying the word control.
Gone.
Stop taking me off in the worst possible spot.
What? What?
I'm saying control.
Oh, okay.
And you keep cutting me off in a really
halfway
bad...
through that word.
Yes.
Okay, I did not realise.
Which is exactly...
What are you saying?
No.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Are you a guy that needs some moisturisation on your lips?
So I do use a lip balm. Indy calls it Daddy's Lipstick.
Yeah.
And I'm rocking the Blistex.
Let me guess. Oh, it's Blistex.
Blistex 5-Way Lip Protection. I need the UV, the SPF, because I get cold sores quite badly.
Oh, do you?
So it's wind and sun that triggers them.
Yeah.
So usually when I go outside, I will put a bit of lip balm on.
Right. That's good. That's
sorry
good.
To bring
you're taking
the tone down.
No, you're not bringing the tone down at all. This is perfect. This is exactly what I want to talk about.
Okay.
I have forever been a Blistex girl.
Yeah, cool.
Right? And I get the tub. I don't like the stick.
No?
I had the stick when I was in high school and I moved to the tub and now I'm the tub girl.
The stick seems more portable. Like you don't have to get your finger into it.
Yeah, I know. But the tub seems more moisturising.
All right, so it's a mental thing.
I don't trust the tube.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Okay, mate.
And so because I had Roaccutane for bad acne, like when I was going through high school, so I was just bone dry.
Yeah.
Haven't been this dry since Bryce from Mass. But now he's back.
Yes.
And so I am in need of some moisturisation.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but your lips been feeling pretty chapped of late.
No, see, for me it's not a chap thing. Though.
You're
it's
just
like
a prevention
hey,
thing.
I need sun cream on my lips, and regular sun cream can be used in a pinch, but it tastes disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. So I have always been a Blistex guy like you, and I just found that I don't know what's happening, but my lips are just not liking it all of a sudden. You know how when you turn like 30 and all of a sudden your body's like, can't do gluten, dairy, what? It's the same. Like my lips are like, no.
Sure.
I need something different.
Except I turned 30 and went, ugh, no, can't do Winnie Blues.
Winnie Golds it is.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm not proud of this, okay, because I've always been a massive, whenever someone has mentioned this product, I've always been like, nah, don't like it. Jimmy's been a big user of this product, and because in desperate times I've been like, just flick it to me, can I have that? And now I am carrying around the red tube of the Lucas Pawpaw ointment.
You fool!
I know.
You fool!
I always hated this. I would always say no. No, I don't want your boil cream that's also for lips. Not interested.
Boil cream?
No, it says it on the back. It does. It's for boils and burns, chafing, cuts, cracked skin, gravel rash. Splinters, open wounds. Let's just chuck a whole bunch of pawpaw in there. Insect bites and nappy rash, right? Also, I mean, it doesn't say, you know, lip service, but I mean, that's chafing, I imagine. Cracked skin.
Okay.
So now I'm sorry that I've become one of these people, but God, look at my... Right?
Yeah, and how regularly are you applying it?
Yeah,
every
I know.
10 minutes
no,
or so?
I
because
know.
What happens as soon as that wears off, they go all crusty again, don't they? Oh. Because that's how pawpaw ointment gets you. It doesn't help, mate. It only helps when you're wearing it, so you constantly have to apply it.
All right, and I know I need something then.
I know this because Carly went through the same process and she had to literally make the break from pawpaw.
Oh, I had to make the break from Blistex. My lips were so chapped the other day and my body was like, just reach for it. It's right there in the console because I've got my Blistex in my bag, my Blistex in my car, my Blistex in my work bag, my Blistex at home. Right? And God forbid you take one of them out and just stuff up the whole cycle because then all of a sudden nothing's right with the world. And now, damn it. All right, fine.
Pawpaw ointment is just the biggest stitch up
all
in
right,
the world.
Fine. I'll find something else.
I'll help you find something else because Carly's got something. I think it's like a beeswax thing, all right?
No, that beeswax is BS.
Not as much as pawpaw ointment, I tell you that.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
On K-Rock.
So what, Adam, you're going to do is you're going to read the lyrics to songs as if they are a news bulletin like you do in your day job. We need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. Here we go. We're playing. Question number one.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. I thought love was only true in fairy...
Loggie!
Well, that was quick. Tom.
Okay. Loggie? It's the Monkees.
come
and
on.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Hang on.
I'm a believer.
Yeah.
I'm a believer. The monkeys.
I will pay it.
Thank you. I'm a believer. Believer brackets. I am. Monkeys. The monkeys. The monkeys.
What's the bet that just given, you know, just given generally the music that we play here on K-Rock.
Oh, okay. Smash Mouth.
Look, it's Smash Mouth, but I accepted the monkeys because it's the same.
You know that I'm
either. Well done.
Bit niche.
But the monkeys was a good get. Oh, yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Is the next song Frank Sinatra? Is it Frankie Blue Eyes? Tom and Long. K-Rock.